Mateo chapter 9, verse 36, 37, 38. A very familiar word of scripture. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered about, a sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for giving me this great privilege to speak. Use me, Lord. Use thy servant. Use me as what I am to preach your word. May your name be magnified, and may your word be lifted up. Help me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
A passion for soul. That's the message. The title of our message tonight. Compassion. When that word is used, I don't know about you, but most people don't even know what it means to have compassion. We live in a compassionless world. Most people place themselves above any consideration of this world. The sad reality is most people don't even know what it means to have compassion. They do not possess compassion. I would venture to say that most people don't even know what it means to have burden, to have compassion. Even the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ don't even know. They don't have any idea at all about compassion. In Luke chapter 9, verse 54, James and John wanted to call fire down from heaven to punish the Samaritan village who refused to receive Jesus. In Mark chapter 6, verse 34, another time, the disciples wanted to send away a hungry crowd with nothing to eat. The disciples have no compassion at all for the people. They don't have no thoughts of reaching outside your circle and helping the people around them. It's sad, but it is also easy to see ourselves in this man. Are not we often self-centered and selfish? If it does not touch our lives and the lives of our family, then it is no affair of ours. Why are we that way? Why did Jesus have to teach compassion to his disciples? And why did Jesus have to teach, and why we need to learn this lesson today? I think the answer lies in the fact that compassion is against our very nature, our human nature. Sometimes we are selfish and concerned only with ourselves. That is why Jesus has to teach his disciples about compassion. And that is why we still need this lesson today. The word compassion, as it is used in the Bible, means to be moved inwardly, to yearn with tender mercy, affection, pity, empathy. It refers to the deepest possible feelings. Compassion is a sympathy coupled with a desire to help, the capacity to share feelings, to enter into the same feelings, to feel the same thing. In short, compassion is sharing the feelings of others and possessing a desire to help them into troubles. When we read Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we see that our Savior Jesus Christ was moved deeply in his inner being by the needs of those around him. When Jesus looked at the lost people around him, he saw them as they really were. He was able to look beyond the facades of self-sufficiency, self-righteousness, and self-confidence. He saw the pain, the loneliness, and the misery they felt in their heart. Jesus saw the multitudes who were fainted, who were grow weary under the load of their sins. He saw the people who were scattered, people who were cast down and thrown out, people who were wandering aimlessly through life with no direction and destiny. destination. People who will live life with no shepherd for their soul. He saw people who were utterly and hopelessly lost. This kind of compassion moved our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to humble yourself, leave his throne in heaven. Born in a manger, was despised, rejected, forsaken by the Father, died in an awful death of the cross because of his compassion to us. Oh, how we need to see the lost souls as like Jesus saw them. In our text, in verse 37 and 38, Jesus places three responsibilities of the shoulders of his disciples. And if you are saved tonight, these three responsibilities is on your shoulder too. First, look at verse 37. Then seeth he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Number one is to visualize the harvest. To have an onward look for the harvest. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, God says, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the world, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none else. Notice the word, all the ends of the earth. It means all the people in this universe, in this world, need to hear the gospel. There are more or less 7 billion people in this world today that need to hear the gospel. And according to statistics, there are just more or less 93,000 born-again missionaries is on the field. They really need us. Amen? Visualize the harvest in your own country. In my country, in Middle East, in Asia, in this country, visualize the harvest in Kilkenny, Brother Imrio. In Galway, in Dublin, in Limerick. Look around. Look around your community that you live. There's a plenty of souls that need to hear the gospel. Your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, your home. Visualize the harvest. Have an onward look for the harvest. And secondly, in verse 38, A. Notice the word, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest. Number two is to agonize, to pray for the harvest. It's great to pray for souls to get saved. Amen? It's great to pray for missionaries, for churches, for pastors. It's good to pray for our loved ones to get saved. It's good. But it is not enough. We have to pray for ourselves. We have to agonize to pray for ourselves that God will put burden for souls in our heart. We have to pray for God that He will give us the flame of His compassion in our heart to keep our heart burning for souls. We have to agonize to pray for ourselves for the harvest. It may against our human nature to be compassionate, but it is not against our new nature. Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The same, if you are saved today, God gives all the resources that we need. The same resources that God gave to Paul, the same resources that we have. The only difference is the gift of healing and miracles. But we have the Bible. This is all we need. All the resources that we need is this. Paul, saved by grace We are all saved by grace. Amen? The Holy Spirit that Paul has had is the same Holy Spirit that we have. So we have to agonize, to pray for ourselves for compassion. We have to pray for the harvest. And thirdly, look at verse 38b and notice the word that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Number three is to evangelize, to enter into the harvest. Jesus desires that each of us will do the work of an evangelist. After we visualize to have an onward look for the harvest, after we agonize to pray for ourselves, we have to move in, to get in, to step in, to enter in into the field of the harvest. Look, find an opportunity. Amen? Don't wait for opportunity. It might not come. Look, then find and grab the opportunity and preach Jesus. Amen? Go out into the streets where you live. Knock on doors. Amen?
Amen.
Tell people about Jesus. Tell people about the saving grace of God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. God hates lazy Christian. Amen? God hates lazy Christian. Not slothful in business. Instead of doing nothing at home, go out in the streets. Knocking on doors. Tell people. They need us. They need every one of us. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. He that winneth soul is wise. You want to be wise in the sight of God? Then involve in soul winning. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. It is not enough to see the need, nor it is not enough to pray for the lost and be concerned for souls. Jesus desires that each of us will do the work of an evangelist. Jesus desires that every Christian will be involved in this great business. Soul winning is a great business. Amen? Soul winning is the best way in serving the Lord. If every one of us will involve in soul winning, we can make a difference.
Yes.
We can make a difference. Let me read this passage to you and we will done. They're passing fast away. 100,000 souls a day. In Christless guilt and gloom. O Church of Christ, what wilt thou say in that judgment awful day? They were charged thee with your gloom. Let us involve in soul winning. Let us do the work of the evangelist. Let us agonize ourselves to pray for compassion. Have passion for soul. Become passionate for soul. Let us bow our head. Father, we need you. Help us. Help us to be compassionate as you do. Help us to put the responsibilities. Help us to use to fulfill the responsibilities that you put in our shoulder tonight. We need you, Father. Guide us to do all the responsibilities that we learn tonight. To visualize, to agonize, and to evangelize. Thank you for this great privilege, oh God. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.